Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
More than 50 Democrats in the House are now calling for impeachment proceedings to begin. But some Virginia Democrats don't even want to talk about it.
I am not going to talk to you about this, so...
No, why's that?
I'm just going to go in and vote.
That's Northern Virginia freshman Democrat Jennifer Wexton. But in a district next door, Democrat Don Beyer is ready to talk. He's the only Democrat in the Commonwealth who wants to move forward with impeachment proceedings. But that doesn't mean he's actually calling for Trump to be impeached just yet.
Which is trying to set the stage so that if impeachment's truly called for, we're ready to go. It just becomes harder every day not to move to impeachment.
Beyer says the Trump administration can't be allowed to refuse simple document requests on things like its security clearance process, let alone congressional requests to interview key players in former special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation.
It's like it's become a dictatorship rather than the third branch of government. And it's incredibly frustrating when the White House basically says the legislative branch is irrelevant, does not need to be obeyed.
Still, Beyer doesn't do so lightly, knowing impeachment proceedings will distract from his party's agenda.
I mean, we have a big agenda of really constructive, forward-moving things, and we know impeachment's going to interfere with that. It will certainly interfere with it in terms of the presidential. But on the other hand, if we let this president go, you know, we don't try to hold him accountable for totally ignoring the rule of law, what precedent does that set for future presidents of either party?
But for Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly, impeachment is the wrong route to take right now.
That would set a precedent we don't need. I don't want courts believing that the only way subpoenas by the legislative branch can be enforced is by elevating it to the highest constitutional penalty, namely impeachment. I think that's the wrong road to go and a very bad precedent.
Connolly serves on the Oversight Committee and has been upset with the administration, but he wants to formally revive a measure called inherent contempt. It's been used in the past to physically arrest witnesses or to levy fines against those who refuse to comply with congressional investigations.
When we have an administration and a president that has decided recklessly to defy every subpoena, the legislative branch has no recourse but to use all of the powers at its command to insist on compliance for the sake of the Constitution, for the sake of our government.
That means Connolly's prepared to be patient and to allow the courts to work the stalemate out.
Subpoenas are important tools of Congress. They are absolutely something that have legal validity. The courts have so found, and I don't think an impeachment inquiry for that purpose makes any sense at all. In fact, I think it would be very deleterious to the powers of Congress.
Even as most freshman Democrats want to focus on what they say is the positive agenda they ran on, the talk of impeachment isn't going away anytime soon. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.